This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last week, 55% of Scottish voters said no to independence from Great Britain in an historic referendum. While pro-independence activists were deflated by the loss, in New Hampshire, Scots' spirits were high. Over the past weekend, some 20,000 people gathered at Loon Mountain for the 39th annual Highland Games. They ate haggis, they drank drams, they saw trees thrown and rocks hoisted. NHPR's Sean Hurley was there and brought us some scenes from the games.
Valair, the McIntosh is coming, McCraby and McDonald's coming, McKenzie and McPherson's coming, oh, the wild Macross coming.
The McIntoshes and the wild Macross and 60 other clans are set up in a mall of white tents at the base of Loon Mountain. Tartans and coats of arms flutter above books of genealogy. Clan recruitment areas, says Dick Nickel of Clan McNickel.
What we do is we actively recruit anybody who is of the same name. Our clan is small, so we have all our names kind of look alike.
Nickel runs off a short list of eligible clan names. Nixon, Mickle, McRickle.
So far I've had two pay money to join the clan.
Nickel waves over his clan's high commissioner, Murray Nicholson, and points at the eagle feather in his cap.
If you walk around and you see people with caps on and feathers in their cap, yeah, it's very important. The average Scotsman won't have any feathers. If they have three feathers, they're a chief. If they're two, they're a chieftain.
Who's the only person in the world that gets to wear four feathers? Well, it's the Queen. Because she's the chief of chiefs.
The Lincoln police move through the crowds in kilts, ride segways in kilts. There's music like wind from every direction, talk of Scottish independence, and the tough salt smell of haggis, cockaliki, bridies, and rumbledy thumps. Master of Ceremonies David Webster is considered one of the world's foremost experts on the Highland Games.
I did my very first games in 1937. My mother took me to Braemar Games, where the Queen attends every year, and I went there. Then I became an instructor in the army later, and organized the Highland Games there. And from there on, I just became very interested in the games and have gone all over the world, Japan, every continent I have done it.
Webster wasn't in Scotland for the recent vote, but managed to vote by proxy.
I voted for remaining with the Union.
Right.
Yes, it was very, very, right up to the last point, I think it was still in doubt. How I could put it is, if you vote from the heart, you're a voter for Scotland to be free. But if you vote from your head, you know it's not the right thing.
Quick, march!
Dr. Bill Crawford from Concord, director of athletics for this year's games, provides a brief history of this gathering of the clans.
The clans would get together so that they could trade and maybe set up a marriage. But Scots being Scots and Celtic people being Celtic people, they also would include games. There was dancing and bagpiping and music, and also athletics. The oldest game that we know of was called the Ceres Games in 1320 after the Treaty of Arbroath, and they had stone lifting and caber tossing.
It's a chilly day to throw poplar trees, and Crawford says the cold is affecting the athletes.
So now they're doing the caber toss. This caber is about 19 and a half feet long, weighs about 140, 145 pounds, but it's all in the palm of your hands, and then you run with it. And then you try to throw it straight up in the air and get it to turn over. It's quite a feat.
Iceland's Heidar Geirmundsson struggles to balance the telephone pole-like caber in his palms, as David Webster narrates for the crowd.
Yes, I see Geirmundsson, or something like that. I can't see it. Nobody can see it. It's a tongue twister.
Well, actually, his name is Heidar Geirmundsson. We call him Heisi.
That's it. Thank you very much indeed, Magnus.
Hazy, who can trace his ancestors back to a Viking king, runs 20 yards with the caber and throws it. But Hazy can't get the caber to flip over. Eight giant men in kilts, including Hazy and Hafþór Björnsson, one of the strongest men in the world, stand in a tight scrum around a freshly made hole in the middle of the makeshift arena. a 56-pound iron ball thrown high in the air during practice for the weight over bar competition, has just disappeared into the earth. A shovel is found, the grass dug up, and a broken sewer grate discovered. And there it was, the yellow-painted ball, some 5 feet down a narrow drainage pipe.
No way any of us are fitting down there.
Who's the skinny, tall guy?
Who's the skinniest one?
The giant men briefly look at me, the closest small person available. It's like the scene in The Hobbit, where the mountain trolls are getting ready to eat Bilbo.
You!
Grab his ankle!
But then the closest small person is rescued by an even smaller person.
I got a kid!
Hold on.
What are we going to do? He's got his ankle.
Yeah, he grabs it with two hands. He's fine.
Suddenly, one of the athletes dives into the hole. His ankles are grabbed at the last moment as he slides face down and recovers the weight. The Mountain, as he's called in Game of Thrones, Hafþór Bjornsson, likes his brand new kilt.
I think it's awesome. It fits me well, and I look pretty awesome in it.
The Mountain is 6'9" and weighs 400 pounds and is my height while sitting. After the most recent World's Strongest Man competition held in Leeds, which he won, he declared, "I am the future of strength, and I am the king of stones."
I am the future of strength!
I ask the future of strength, the king of the stones, what he'll be doing in today's competition.
Well, I'm going to try for a new world record in stone carrying, and as well I will try to throw a weight over bar.
MC David Webster describes weight over bar thusly.
Like throwing a 56-pound boy over a double-decker bus.
Hafþór will be throwing the ball recovered earlier from the hole. And as it turns out, he soon finds himself on the verge of a world record, not in stone carrying, but in weight over bar.
This is out of this world. They're going to put it to 19-2 for a new world record.
Hafþór swings the chained 56-pound ball with one hand, like a pendulum between his legs, and prepares to loft it up and back over a goalpost behind him.
He's never done this, right?
No, he just learned how to do this like he was out here.
The Mountain stands on the mountain and composes a tweet. Today I throw higher than the current standing Highland Games world record, weight over bar. Standing in line to meet the Mountain, a woman says the new Outlander TV show is Game of Thrones for girls. And the Outlander fan watches as Game of Thrones star Hafþór Bjornsson lifts a girl over his head and smiles for a photo. The Icelander, an Outlander, no more. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.